Welcome to a journey inside the soul of one of sports media's brightest minds. A profoundly nuanced odyssey called Stupodity. Hosted by the incomparable Stu Gotts, a man I consider a personal hero and icon of the industry. I want to make no bones about it. There is no Mike Greenberg today without the sensational Stu Gotts providing me the inspiration to chase my dream and challenge myself to be just half as brilliant as he is. Allow me, Mike Greenberg, a man who would probably today be doing traffic in Sioux Falls without Stu Gotts' influence, to welcome you to a truly transcendent sonic experience. This is Stupodity.
Welcome into another episode of Stupodity, the biggest podcast in the world. Thanks to you. Please subscribe, review, download, all that stuff. Unsubscribe, resubscribe, re-rate, re-review. You have made us bigger than Crime Junkies. I mean, how about that? That is the bar. We're bigger than Oprah, bigger than Rogan, and now we are bigger than Crime Junkies, Stancic. Amazing.
It's a moving target.
It is. And listen, it's a new target every week, and the target this week is Crime Junkies, okay? It sounds like a fascinating podcast. I got to be honest with you, Crime Junkies, is it not?
Yeah, you should be a guest.
You're an asshole. Speaking of crime, Mikey C. We get an observation. Bad transition?
Yeah.
Why? Unfair transition?
I don't think he's ever been convicted of a crime.
He was in jail, he said. He said
every single right. Prison gang.
Outside.
That's right. Yeah. Okay. Fair point.
All right. So, listen, we're going to bring on the weekend observations crew. It's been a while. We apologize. Last week, I was off. We did not provide you with an episode. So, this week, we'll make up for it. We'll provide you with two. Stancic, is that fair to say? We'll provide him with two this week?
Yeah, I'm a big fan of like under promise, over deliver. So you're getting an episode, hopefully.
Too. All right. You get five episodes this week. Okay. That's what you're going to get this week. Five episodes. Weekend observations crew. We're very excited about this. Every time they come on, I think it's the most popular thing that we do here on the podcast on Stupodity, which is popular on its own. But the times that we have Mike Gola Jr., Mikey A., Mikey C. on, I think those are the ones that get the most downloads, and certainly the ones that we enjoy the most, because the crew, as I've said before, when you find chemistry in this business, you latch onto it with everything you have. And certainly the five of us, if we have brought Stancic into the proceedings now, we have what we think is great chemistry, and so therefore we enjoy doing it. And you guys seem to enjoy it as well. So this is a show that me, Mike Golick Jr., used to do on Sunday morning, 7 to 9 a.m. We enjoyed it so much. We wanted to bring it into the digital era and bring it into podcast form. And so that's what we've done. So coming up here, the only way to make up for the fact that we did not give you an episode this week is by kicking off the next week with the weekend observations crew. So here it is. Stancic, I don't know what reunion we're at here. It feels like 17.0. It could be more, it could be less, but we have done this a bunch of times here now, right?
Yeah, it's in the double digits, I think. We can safely say that. I'm not sure what the number is either, but let's call it 10 or 11.
All right, 10 or 11, and we have a big, huge, massive announcement that is going to make a lot of people happier, no one happier than Mikey C. That is coming up at the end of this episode. A big Stupodity announcement coming up at the end of the episode. With that said, let's get to it. Here's the crew, the Weekend Observations crew.
Stupodity!
Oh, there he is. How do I sound?
You sound fine. You sound better than normal.
What, is that a new microphone?
Yeah, the Blue Yeti.
The Blue Yeti, yeah.
I like how you lift it up and go like this because you're so used to eating a microphone.
Yeti. Well, no, what's great about the Blue Yeti is I can walk around, I can talk. I mean, I can do whatever the hell I want.
Isn't it plugged in?
Plugged in my computer.
Yeah.
I guess I can walk around until I realize that it's no longer connected to my computer,
right.
Motherfucker. Stancic, you need me to tape anything?
You know what? I haven't looked. My level of producing has been very subpar. I've been painting in the new house all morning.
I'm a little out of it, too. I got to be honest with you. Yeah. Stancic, you married is fucking dreadful. I mean, Jesus Christ, this marriage is going to end soon.
I mean, we bought a house a week ago, so a lot of work being done on said house, and your boy is just overwhelmed and tired, and I don't know what the f*** I'm doing. It's yeah, it's a lot.
That's why you got to marry into money.
It's such a great point. You know, I always tell my daughters the most powerful thing is not needing to be reliant on anybody. Make your own money, make your own wealth. Therefore, when you get married, you're truly marrying somebody that you love, not for money. Okay.
Or marry into money and, you know, hope for the best.
Or do it that way. Take 50% of their shit in a couple of years. You're right.
Yeah. I like how Stu Gatz completely thought he was agreeing with you, Mike, but took the opposite, complete opposite approach.
Well, that's because he has daughters.
Yeah.
No, but no,
because
no,
he's protecting his daughters, which he's supposed to do. By the way, Mike, have we already talked about Mikey C's tank top? I just want to make sure we're
I think we're saying
My larger point was, okay,
it's a shitty point. Let's all agree it's a shitty point.
It's not a shitty point. He's saying marry into money. And what I'm telling my daughters is no, do not marry into money. Do it if you have to, okay? But I prefer you to make your own money, therefore – you don't have to marry into money. You are truly marrying someone that you love because you don't need their financial support.
Where you're wrong here, Stu Gatz, is they'd be marrying into your money.
Correct.
Not her money.
These guys dating daughters, you have to be extra skeptical.
So what if your daughter's the money maker? Then the scumbag guy that she marries is going to take half of her money.
Well, she's a prenup, dude. What are you talking about?
Okay, all right.
Yeah, when she marries a guy like you, she'll sign a prenup. Yes, I mean.
You'd be so lucky.
My wife doesn't have money. My wife is a teacher. Her father has money, and that's who I married into.
Well, and he knows how to fix everything. Your father and mom.
Everything. Listen, by the way, Stanza, brother-in-law put his house up.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Houses are selling like hotcakes in this area, Mike, as you know.
Yeah. Day or two.
Yeah.
And they're going to be purchased by a bunch of people who can't afford them with an adjustable rate. Once the rate goes up, they're going to go bankrupt. He'll say.
Yes.
Oh.
By the way, Stanzik, not you, though.
I have a fixed rate, and it's Stratford, Connecticut, Mikey.
All right, good. You have a fixed rate? What kind of rate are you getting these days? Because I'm telling you, if you're not refinancing your mortgage, you're making a big mistake. I've done it 12 times.
3.375%.
Not bad.
That's pretty good. Hey, good for you, man. I knew you had good credit. You look at you and you can tell you have good credit.
Yeah. My lender was saying normally in these situations, when a couple buys the house, it's always in the wife's name because the wife has better credit. Me and my wife, complete opposite.
Oh, same here. I own her car. Because my credit is 10 times better, got much better deal.
Yeah. Look at us, good credit guys.
Well, Stanzik will realize that one of your jobs as her husband is to increase her credit score.
Yes.
She'll drag yours down and you'll make her better.
By the way, Stu Gatz, is it weird to hear like me and Stanzik talking like grownups about, you know, like setting monthly budgets and stuff like that, considering most of the time we're talking about things like
fart jokes and porn?
Yeah.
It's very weird. But I knew this would happen to Stanzik eventually. I mean, Mikey, I think you're at the phase of your marriage, your relationship, where you're already back to porn and telling dirty jokes.
Quick question. Was I supposed to leave it?
Yes, you were. Stanzik's still in the honeymoon phase of his relationship. So it's like, I fully expect these conversations.
My wife accidentally got pregnant in our honeymoon phase.
I mean, every time I speak to Stanzik since he's gotten married, it's mortgage this, house that, mortgage. Ugh. He's going to be broke in 6 weeks. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. That's why I'm trying to attach myself to your gravy train.
Thanks.
Just like these guys trying to date your daughters.
I mean, I don't know if I'm the train to attach to right now. You know, my train's getting shorter and shorter. You might want to attach to the Gojos.
Losing hours and hours.
You lost a car, I think.
But I'm getting paid the same. I mean, I don't know.
So you have to work less and get paid the same? That sounds like Stu Gatz.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is working out swimmingly for me, Mikey. I told Levitar, what he views as a demotion, I view as a huge promotion. Forget about 2 p.m. tea time. It's 1 p.m. tea time now.
So, Stu, on the bottom, do you see that video thing?
Yeah, you got to figure it out yet? Do you see us?
Can you see us yet?
Ah.
Oh, do you see us now?
Good work.
I do. I see Mikey C, cleanly shaven, Yankee hat, Mikey A in his custom peppery position.
Well, I was worried that you guys were going to say, oh, you didn't do a snowflake or anything. Oh, there's Gojo.
Yeah.
So Gojo, I actually did do work in case we needed stuff.
Wasting everybody's time. Stugatz will appreciate this. I was actually on a call with a bunch of lacrosse coaches.
Really?
I actually had a lacrosse mitzvah of my own.
Make sure we get back to this, okay? I want to rank the top five credit scores, okay? Who we think has the best credit score?
Oh, I don't need to think. Okay.
Wait, at ESPN?
Well, we could do at ESPN, and we could also do within our group, because I think we know who's last. All right, now I have frozen faces. All I have – listen, this is perfect. All I have is Mikey C., about to light a fresh new cigarette.
Wow, that was about
right there. Right.
I did a lot of work in case we needed stuff.
Okay, what did you do?
You did a lot of work.
Yeah.
I did.
What did you do?
I created
mostly bicep curls.
I did that too.
Tanning salon.
Strong tan lines.
Weird tan lines, Mikey.
You're bugging out about these tan lines.
Mikey, it looked like where the Atlantic meets the Pacific.
And you know what? I don't even think it's so much tan line. I think it's my deodorant that causes it.
I'm actually not sure where there's a bigger, like, hard line. Is it your tan line by your side, or is it the shave that went across your upper lip? Because yeah, all Mike, of a sudden, whoa.
We got to have a talk about this facial hair. Like, what's going on here? How much Just for Men is in this thing? How much of it?
I just literally did it, so it's a little bit dark.
I
literally just came out of the shower, so you're getting it at a very deep phase, I guess, of it.
Mikey, I'm not sure I could jump from your nose to where the hair starts on your upper lip, because there is such a gap in there.
I was watching YouTube videos about about shaping a beard, and it says you're supposed to, you don't want to have it going up into your nose, so that's what, I mean, I probably went
But you didn't want to take it 3 feet down.
Mikey, I have, now just based off this as your YouTube history, are you on your computer, can you pull down your browser and read me your web browser history, just the last 10 items on there?
Oh boy.
My family show.
We've done athletes who cut out penises before, man.
This is a great idea, Gojo. I'm excited.
Here, let's see, what do I got? Kohl's Waterbury. I see, I got to skip that, because I went to Kohl's and Waterbury today. Old Navy tank tops, because I went to them. And 30-year-old coronavirus party. Those are the last three searches I did. Did you hear about that 30-year-old that went to the coronavirus party and died?
Were you wondering where your invite was?
I'd take my chances. I love it. I gave you guys my top three cancers I'm going to die from.
Oh, jeez.
Well, that was in the group text message. Why don't you inform the audience? You did a medal stand of cancers you're likely to get. I can't believe we're doing this, but it's worth it.
All right. So I went, what did I go? Third, bronze was colon cancer. No, got bronze was skin cancer.
Because silver, of tanning.
Way to pay it off.
Yeah. Silver was colon cancer.
Spoiler alert.
Gold medal, lung cancer.
Ta-da!
Yeah.
I'm imagining just two lungs looking up at the American flag.
Okay, but more
what
importantly,
song would be playing while lung cancer was looking up at the gold medal. Would it be you and L?
A single like brown muddy tear rolling down its face, just hacking up a lung up there.
More importantly, while we all agree that lung cancer is the number one choice for the cancer that will kill him, is that the number one choice of what will kill him?
Ooh.
Obviously, it's the leader in the cancer club.
I would think so. Well,
wait, but, can I get the medal stand of cancers again? It was
you didn't like the presentation the first time?
No. I just need to hear it again. I can't see you guys, and so I'm just going off audio.
All right, you got skin cancer came in with the bronze.
Right.
Colon cancer, the silver.
Right.
And of course, lung cancer with the gold medal.
All right, so did we have the gold medal around two charred, dead black lungs looking up at an American flag? And was the colon, did Mikey C's colon have a silver medal around it, and it was looking up at his dead lungs at the gold medal?
And his skin was in a pool on the lowest podium.
His skin with a bronze medal on top.
The colon cancer's looking up at the lungs feeling shitty.
The bronze is actually very fitting for the skin, Mike, because that's the color of your skin nowadays with all the self tanning.
The bronze, yeah, good.
But it was just bronze, about the bronzer medal.
But Mikey, yeah, is the charcoal medal for the lungs? Charcoal medal. Wait, so I'm wondering, when the colon looks up and sees that the lungs have won the gold, is the colon jealous of the lungs? How does that work?
Better luck next year.
Who would be jealous of those f***ing lungs? I mean, seriously.
I feel like this is like the bastard stepchild of the Factory of Stugatz's bit from your guys' show, is all of Mikey's internal organs just destroyed, but all talking shit to each other because they're in a contest to see who can be the most ruined part of him.
I can't wait till I outlive all you guys.
You and five cockroaches.
It is. Mikey's going to be like those 100-year-old women that drink like a Dr. Pepper or eat a scoop of dirt every day, and they're like, yeah, the doctors told me not to, and they're all dead.
Gojo, are you saying the lungs are taking pride talking shit like I'm the thing that killed them?
You assholes thought you were riddled with cancer and disease. No. Step into my office.
I'm wondering if his skin deserves the bronze medal or the gold medal. I don't even know. Oh, God.
Mikey, how often do you go tanning? And do you go because you want to have sex with the girl at the tanning booth?
No, the tanning is in my gym. It's included in my membership. I figure I'm paying for it, so.
Wow.
Might as well.
Does anybody else use it?
No, they don't.
Take the hint.
But, I mean, it's a standing up booth. That's where I'm getting the tan lines because, I mean, how do you stand in a booth like this? And so you're not going to get, like, underneath.
Yeah, but there
standing
is
standing booth.
Yeah. You're acting like you never heard of a standing tanning booth.
I've never been tanning, Mike.
Yeah. Sadly, I've been in one of those. So
yeah.
Really?
I can say I'd have to imagine I'm the only other person in this chat that's been in a tanning bed other than Mikey.
Once.
Really? What'd you go for?
I was going on my honeymoon. Needed that base. At least that's what my wife told me. I think she just wanted the picture.
Well, see, and Mike, I'm sure you ran into the problem that I did, which is the first time I went, when I went tanning, it was in college. Same thing. Like all of my moron friends decided that we were going to get a base before we went to Mexico on spring break. And if you do the lay down tanning bed as a guy that's over 300 pounds, it's basically just like creating a slip and slide. Yes. It is just lined with your sweat. If you move around at all, it makes a gross fart noise. You're always at risk of sliding off of the thing. So I'm sure I'm incurring even more sun damage because it's going through this puddle of sweat there it's reflecting off water. It's a nightmare.
Well, and then I also thought, you know, somebody's going to have to use it after me, and I just wouldn't want to. Oh. I just don't want to do that to anybody. Like, I'm too nice of a person.
No one deserves
it. Like, there's definitely a singed ass hair on there.
Oh. So if we need it, I'd created a game, Mikey C. Jeopardy.
Wow.
Wow.
At three categories.
Oh, God.
Cigarettes. What is cigarettes?
What is smoking?
Come on, you're better than that.
What are the three categories? Just out of curiosity,
Mikey.
The three categories today are famous places, ooh, other mics, and potpourri.
I feel like we got to just dive right in.
Yeah,
listen, Mikey worked in making a game show about himself.
It's unbelievable. It's not a shot to anybody, but it is Stanzik's favorite game. I mean, no one loves Jeopardy more than Stanzik. You know, Stanzik has read like four books on the game Jeopardy. Seriously, four.
Wow.
Under four, but that's fine. Are we going to be ringing in, or are we just yelling out the answers?
Wait, more important question. Is the winner of Mikey C. Jeopardy actually the biggest loser? Because we know that much about Mike.
I'm the winner because I get to talk about myself during the whole thing.
Wait, so how do you guys want to do this? Mike, you have three categories. This is amazing.
Famous places.
This is happening. Can we get Hank Azaria on to host?
Listen, this is why Mikey C was his name on the show. He wants it now to be called Stupidity with Mikey C.
So, Mikey, are there
featuring Stugatz?
Five answers, I guess.
Right, yeah. You can pick $5 amounts for each category. 100, 200, 300, 400, 500. Obviously,
not exactly how it works in Jeopardy, but that's fine.
Well, the more money, the harder the question. Okay. So you want just to see what it's like?
Yeah, let's go with famous places. Wasn't that it?
Yeah, famous places for how much?
Well, I would say 200 because that's generally the starting point. But for you, it'd be the 100. Wow. You did 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So the 2, 4, 6, 8.
Stanzik's Jeopardy snobbing on this is priceless.
Know, right? Time out. Everyone, slow the down for a second. You are about to play Jeopardy with Mikey C as the host, with three categories that he decided on. He has all the questions. We are actually going to do this, and are we doing this? Please confirm. Yes. Alex Trebek, what would Mikey C's name be if he was the host of Jeopardy? Do we have can we come up with a clever name for Mikey C, other than Mikey C, wordplay off of Alex Trebek? You know where I'm going. I just can't think of it off the top Mikey of my head Trebek? Right now.
Phallic Trebek?
Yeah, Alex Trebek? Is that what he just said?
I said Trebek.
Trebek.
All right, go ahead, Trebek.
All right, famous places. You want famous places for 200?
Yeah, hang on, Mike. Are we all yelling out answers? Is that how this is going to work?
I mean, I don't have a buzzer system, so whoever gets
so you so all you did, you didn't really come up with a game show. You just wrote questions about yourself.
Right.
I'm impressed. This is the most work I've ever done.
Oh, he likes a cigarette. There we go.
Famous places for 200.
All right, Alex Trebek.
Shut up, Stu. We're talking about Mikey.
I'm sorry, Mikey. Why are your hands in your face, Mikey? Explain yourself.
Because I'm covering my shame.
All right, why that we have allowed him to run the show?
he wrote like imagine I came on and was like, hey guys, I wrote Mikey A trivia. You'd be like, the f*** is wrong with you? Mikey C does it and we're like, who's in? I'm in. You
I've never been so excited.
I don't know if that's just Mikey C's tank top.
Well, I was just saying, I'm just amazed to try and find out what it looks like when Mikey C brings us his version of working, because we've seen what it looks like in the past when we try and get him to do anything. He did this voluntarily.
Yeah, well, I felt bad I didn't have a smoke break, so I gave you the next best thing.
Mikey, for the record, I do have your most recent smoke break ready to go, because I'm not sure if everybody has heard it.
I don't know. This is pretty good. This Mikey C Jeopardy.
No, I'm Mike. Whoa, Mike. For the Jeopardy.
We're doing Mikey C. Jeopardy.
In addition to the Jeopardy, I also have your most recent smoke break.
Do other people have friends like this? Not that Mikey is my friend, because I wouldn't do that. But, like, do other people have friends like this that walk into the place and, like, hey, guys, I wrote questions about myself. But don't worry, I didn't make them too hard. I mean, you're going to know them. Because
very important question. And Mike, you see, I don't think I want the answer to this yet, but famous places is the first category. Are we thinking like the first question, which I guess would be the answer, is going to be like the dumpster? Or are we thinking it's actually going to be a famous place?
You're the Jeopardy snob. I can't tell you that.
I told you not to answer. I'm asking everybody else.
I think it's going to be places specific to Mikey C.
Like gas station.
Yeah, I just don't think you guys realize that any place Mikey C has been is famous.
Like Yard Goat Stadium or Dunkin' Donuts Park, I guess.
Yes.
That's more what this is. This is finding out the inner workings of Mikey's mind, places that he deems
famous. They're famous because he's been there.
I think you guys are looking too much into it.
All right, Mike, I'm ready. I don't know about anybody else. I'm ready.
I'm ready to go. What are the three categories again?
You got famous places. Other mics.
I'm so worried I'm going to dominate this.
And potpourri.
All right. And how are we calling this out?
We're just yelling out answers.
Yelling out answers.
All right. We're yelling out answers.
Famous places for 200. Okay. Listen carefully. On vacation, Mikey C once showed up to the
third person.
On vacation, Mikey C once showed up to this 50th state to visit a friend for a week and brought only $7 with him.
What is Hawaii?
Stanzik's right. You got control of the board, Stanzik.
You went to Hawaii with $7 on you?
Yeah, we need that story. I just
what the 50th hell?
State, so I just, you know, it was the 50th state ratified of the union. I'm a loser.
Yes, that's why yes, it was the no. easiest one. Dude.
Yes,
why,
but yeah. I just didn't assume Mikey would know that, so I didn't.
But Mikey, make no mistake about this. If Stanzik doesn't win, he's going to be pissed, okay? Like, Stanzik's playing to win, all right?
I hope it's just not me. I just hope it's not me.
Okay. Mike, can you tell us the story? You showed up in Hawaii with $7?
Yeah, I had a friend. She was a traveling nurse, and she was very generous, so I didn't really worry too much, and I was kind of broke at the time, and she invited me out there to go to visit her in Hawaii, and all I had was $7 on me. She was pretty amazed that
she paid for the flight. I mean,
she paid for the flight and for the week.
Really? Wow. I mean,
you had a sugar mama?
I had a little sugar mama for a little bit. Yeah.
And how quickly did you blow through the $7.50?
How many cigarettes did she have to buy you?
I think I went home with the $7 actually.
So did you go like I want a cigarette? Can you real quick just right over there? They sell them. Thank you.
Pretty much. God bless Gary. I kind of miss her. He was a good friend.
Can't imagine why.
Gary.
Carrie.
Oh, Carrie. And so what happened to Carrie? Like, what happened there?
Well, you know, these things you can't.
She stopped flying them out there.
She realized you were mooching off of her for vacation.
But the fifth time I went out there with only like $10 or $7, she kind of figured I was kind of using her.
Right. Was there ever a point where you're like, this is a really long way to travel to get, you know, for sex?
Well, then I got started getting cocky. Like, I've only come out if I go first class and everything. And then she kind of got the hint.
Oh, you started upping your demands. Now we know what happened to her.
Wait, did she actually fly you out there first class before this went belly up, though?
Once, yes, she did. One way, first class.
One way, first class.
I mean, she was great. She got me a PlayStation for my birthday once. I mean, she was Jesus. A good friend.
Oh, my God.
That's that.
He flew back privately, Mike, the other way.
All right, Stanzik, you got control of the board. Where are you going to go? You got
we have 14 places? More questions. I can't believe what this we're about great. To get into. Just great. To keep it simple, because there's no board to actually look at, I'm not going to bounce around the board. Popularized by Chuck Forrest. Don't worry about it. Read about
Jesus.
It.
Jesus, will you just go? I mean, let's go.
I'll do famous places for $400.
All right. Away for a friend's bachelor party, Mikey C once received a turkey baster from a homeless person in this party city north of the border.
What is Montreal?
What is Montreal?
Mikey A got it.
I actually know that story.
Hold on a second. Hey, Mikey A, I'm so glad you beat me to the punch on that. Okay, thank you. You are now tied with Stanzik for the lead, and I would rather hear the story from Mikey A than Mikey C. So go ahead.
I don't know the details. I just know that he got a turkey baster, and what did you give the guy? Didn't you give him like a cigarette?
I was so drunk, and I got so pissed off with those, you know, in Canada, they got those loonies.
Oh, that's it. You gave
I hated it. I was walking all drunk, and I was freaking jingling because like, I had a pocket full of these stupid loonies. So I saw a homeless guy and just said, here, you want these? And he was so grateful. He was like, oh, my God, here, take this. And he handed me a turkey baster. Brand new. Wasn't used.
You on St. Catherine Street. Oh,
all right, let's do this. I'm going to go other mics 200.
Other mics for 200. This well-known sportscaster once told Mikey C during his popular morning show that he looked like Enrique Iglesias because of the way he was wearing his winter beanie.
Mike Greenberg.
Stanzik gets it back.
What is Mike Greenberg? Who is Mike Greenberg?
Still got it. That's right.
I'll tell you who Mike Greenberg is. Mike Greenberg's a guy who took an hour by a radio show.
Kept your checks the same.
And didn't tell me about it. I learned about it from Andrew Marchant.
That might have been for 500.
I feel like I won that.
All right, Gojo, you got it right. You're going to go with Other Mike's, Potpourri, or Back to Famous Places?
I'll go Other Mike's, and for whatever the highest dollar amount that Mike A didn't go for is.
Okay, so the next one. At times, Mikey C has referred to this ESPN anchor as Easy Eaves for his smooth on-air delivery.
Who is Michael Eaves?
Wow, back to Mike Antonio. Jeez.
I mean, Mikey A, for a guy who doesn't want to win, you sure be
here. Listen, to win. My competitive streak far outweighs my shame.
Stu Gatz, you're not even on the board yet, buddy. Come on.
And I'm thrilled about that. I'm winning.
Potpourri, 200.
Potpourri for 200. In his lifetime, Mikey C has dated two separate girls who both had the same identical neck tattoo of this iconic sports franchise.
Who are the 49ers?
Who are the Hartford Whalers?
Who are the Yankees?
Stu Gatz is on the board. You said, who are the Yankees?
Yes.
Yes, that's right. Stu Gatz, finally.
Mikey C so happy.
I picture you more of a Milwaukee Brewers type of girl, but whatever.
I picture Mr. Met.
All right,
wait, Mikey, can you quickly, since we're talking about you, women, and tattoos, can you tell them why you're ghosting the current girl?
So I went on a date with this Albanian girl who had a sternum tattoo.
You tell it right.
Oh,
you tell it right.
And I was not a fan of it because it was the tattoo of a chicken. It was like it had these wings and a beak, and it was looking to the side. It was just the ugliest thing. It was protruding underneath her shirt. And so I was telling these guys over the weekend that I was not a fan of this girl and the tattoo, and I think I was going to ghost her.
Because she had a chicken tattoo, which a simple Google search, as many times as he mentioned she's Albanian, would let you know it is a tattoo of the Albanian flag, which is actually a two-headed eagle, not a chicken. There is a big difference between a two-headed eagle and a chicken.
So basically, what Mike was telling us is he didn't get close enough to have sex.
That's a good point.
No, he just didn't want a girl with a cock on her chest.
this might be the one, Gojo.
All right, did I hear Potpourri for 400? At 12 years old.
Mike A said it. He did.
He did. I heard it.
No. Yankees. That was the winner.
At 12 years old, Mikey C developed a dependency to this pink over-the-counter drug to help cure his nervous nausea feeling before Little League games.
What is Pepto-Bismol?
Stanzik Strong.
Wow.
Yes. Wait, you got addicted to Pepto-Bismol at 12?
A dependency. He's riding the pink chalk highway.
It was lonely as a 12-year-old on that, boy.
Get that tum shit out of here. I need the good stuff.
Chasing those pink dragonflies.
Chasing the pink dragon.
Yeah, they tell you nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea. They don't tell you about the DTs.
I love the idea of everything being closed and Mike is ego and like black market Pepto.
Oh, God.
Late at 12 night because you can't find any.
12 years old, saving my lunch money to buy Pepto-Bismol.
Has there ever been a point in your life where you haven't been addicted to something?
Could you tell the difference between the CVS brand and the regular?
Oh, God, yes. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. The high isn't the same.
I can tell the difference between regular strength and maximum strength.
They cut it with sherbet.
I might change the name to Stupidity with Mikey C.
Stanzik's on the board. Please move.
Let's go Other Mike's for 600, please.
Other mics for 600.
I'm so ashamed.
This well-known sports figure once owned a home two streets away from Mikey C's apartment when he lived in Farmington, Connecticut. This well-known sports figure once owned a home two streets away from Mikey C's apartment when he lived in Farmington, Connecticut.
It's like nobody wants to win. Mike Gold Sr.
Beep, beep, beep.
No. And you have to answer in the form of a question, too, but that's still wrong.
What is going on yourself?
Yeah, Mike, you just got to tell us the answer. Nobody knows it.
Wow. Who is Mike Tyson? Who is Mike Tyson?
The best part is he's upset at us for not knowing who his neighbor was two houses away.
Two streets away.
Oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me.
Wants to make it very clear they didn't live on the same street.
Yes.
Did you have any interaction with Mike?
No, it's just his security. I would try to drive over. He had very big walls you couldn't see in, really. And they would kick me out and tell me to leave.
Was it Mike Tyson? I thought it was 50 Cent that lives in Farmington.
Mike Tyson owned it before 50 Cent.
Ah, that's right.
Oh, you guys didn't know this, really. Oh,
famous places for 600.
Famous places for 600. At 25, Mikey C. once scored a discounted weekend golf trip for senior citizens to this famous Atlantic Coast vacation spot.
What is Hilton Head?
No, close.
Good guess, Stanza.
Wow, another one.
Let me hear it again.
At 25, Mikey C. once scored a discounted weekend golf trip for senior citizens to this famous Atlantic Coast vacation spot.
What is Virginia Beach?
No. The correct answer?
Atlantic City.
No. What is Myrtle Beach? What is Myrtle Beach?
How did you win a senior citizen golf trip at 25 years old?
I just signed up for it and said I was 65, and they never asked.
Well, why would they?
Did you go?
Did you show them a picture of your lungs? And they're like, oh, he is.
I don't have to ID, but here's a CAT scan of my lungs.
This guy's at least 80.
Let him win. He doesn't have long.
Hey, Mike, you went?
Yeah, we went.
Yeah.
Oh, it was a good time. There was a beautiful place that they had us in and everything. And
dinner at 4.
Golf carts came right up to your door and stuff. I forget the name of the courses that we played, but it was a good time.
Everybody had their own ambulance.
They administer life alert pendants when you get to the checkout counter.
They give you food for you.
I love the submission of his lungs.
I don't know if I did this right. There's two more left in famous places, though.
I'm going to go Potpourri for 600, Mike.
Potpourri for 600. Before the advent of Tinder, Mikey C. once scored a girlfriend using this popular online communicator.
What is JD?
What is AOL Instant Messenger?
Mike, solid.
Wow.
He came to win today, buddy.
That was a devastating day for me when they got rid of the Instant Messenger. I got to be honest, man. It's gone. It's gone.
Did you put an emo song in your away message?
This is great. Dude, like Mikey A is like Ken Jennings, and Stanzik is like the other guy.
Brad Ryder.
Thank you.
Don't like you insult me. I like the idea, by the way, of Stugatz in AIM in the chat rooms. Like when I was a kid growing up, we were told to stay out of those chat rooms because there were people like predators in there. Stugatz was the predator in the chat room.
I think Mikey C scored a date.
Yeah, I had a girlfriend. Dated her for 3 years. That's how we met.
What was Chris Hansen like in person?
I thought for sure it was going to be jailbabes.com. I mean,
Mikey C, what was your screen name?
MC Snoop. Yeah.
There's nothing to that. I don't have anything.
Are you guys? Have I told you about jailbabes.com? Because I think Mikey, did we tell Mikey C to go to try to get a date with someone who's going to be released from prison within a year? That's what it's all about. I've never told you guys about this. Jailbabes.com is an online dating service for women in jail who are going to be released in like a year, and they're looking for a little loving on the outside.
Someone on the outside? You know?
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, Dylan Moskowitz was...
Are you going to be doing reads for them? All right, We actually closed out Potpourri. I couldn't write five questions for Potpourri, so that's closed out.
So you didn't even do all the work that you did.
We got four more questions.
So yeah, we got two more for famous Other places.
Famous places. Okay.
All right. Famous places. Go.
Once the capital of the Roman. Yeah, can't even talk. Once the capital of the Roman Empire, this famous place sounds a lot like Mikey C's last name, despite there being.
What is no Constantinople?
Ken Jennings, wow. Right there.
Well done, Mikey.
Wow.
Listen, that was more of a history question, and I just had to jump on. Like, that one was just.
It's now Istanbul.
You want the Jesus Christ. There is nothing worse than someone who expands on the answer that was already correct, you asshole.
Stanzik, you're only the second douchiest person on this still, though. Mikey, I'll take the next one.
closing out famous places. Also known as Old Ironsides, Mikey C. was once kicked off this 17th century warship while on a school field trip to Boston.
What is the USS Constitution?
This guy. He's amazing. He's amazing. He's amazing.
Wow. The best is he thinks I'm getting it because I know his life. Right. I know. Not because I just know that the US Constitution.
Uh-oh.
Mikey, it froze. The reality is Stanza could have gotten all of these just based on logic, right?
Mikey, let me ask you this. For those last two, did you just think of your last name and try to find famous places around it?
Well, there's really how many other places sound like my last name?
And also, how is Constitution? How is USS Constitution a place?
Good point.
Oh, come, this guy with his freaking
semantics,
Jeopardy snobbery.
Yeah.
Mikey A is frozen in excitement.
That's a good question. I do love Mike A frozen in ecstasy right now, realizing he has won the game that he wanted so badly to lose.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know the score, but I think Mike A has pretty much won this.
Yeah, he won a must-lose game.
Is there no Final Jeopardy, Mike?
Sorry, guys. I just had to check the pill count in my in my bathroom. I'm good.
I didn't do a Final Jeopardy, but there's still two more in no, there's only one more question left, and you guys probably won't even get it right. Oh, Stanzik right. Actually might get it.
Let's make it Final Jeopardy, Mike.
Make it Final all right. Jeopardy.
I wager it all.
Me too.
Same.
All in.
All right. So you guys all come up with your answers to this question for Final Jeopardy.
Okay.
In an earlier job, Mikey C. once produced a show with this sports announcer, who at one time did play-by-play for the Knicks and is now the radio voice for the UConn Huskies.
Oh, I actually know this.
Do you really?
Yes.
It's a mic?
Oh, I don't know it. Nice! I thought it was the person.
Woo! Current voice. He's an ex-Knicks coach?
No, ex-Knicks play-by-play.
Right.
And also, I believe...
Oh, I know. I think. The current
voice for the UConn men's Huskies.
Whoever it was before Breen.
Stanzik goes, Mike Crispino. How much did you wager?
All of it.
That is correct. Mike Crispino is the right answer.
Wow, good job, Stanzik.
Jojo, did you even guess? Nope,
I was going to go with Mike Greenberg on that one.
You notice Gojo was actively trying not to win the game.
Couldn't even buzz in.
My guess is put on a shirt.
Yeah. Could have given me a wrong answer or two.
Right. It's the most uninvolved Gojo has ever been in the proceedings.
You know what? It was one of those I needed to just get one right so I could like feel Same good year. About it. I understood the best version of this game did not involve me winning. And to be quite honest, there were a bunch of answers I didn't know because I'm terrible at Jeopardy, as I find out every time I sit down and play with my parents.
Yeah, I'm so bad at it. Listen, I just played with Pablo Amino. I was armed with all the answers. I finished last.
Stugatz, when I tell you watching that first off, I had tears streaming down my face when you shouted Sammy Sosa as an answer that involved, I think, a question about a year in it. But just how genuinely – because I tweeted about that, and then Mina Kimes texts me after, and she goes, did you know Stugatz was lying the whole time? And I said, yes, Mina. A, everyone did because it was obvious, and B, it's Stugatz. How did you not expect that over the course of this game? She was so genuinely duped by the idea that you would cheat in that.
Yes.
It was incredible.
It's what made it, though. It's her being, it's me and being that naive. Pablo knew I was cheating from the second we started. Me didn't know until after we recorded.
Speaking of cheating, did you want to talk to Gojo about the hot dog eating contest?
What happened? Tell me what happened. Gojo, you called the hot dog eating contest, right? Congratulations to you, by the way.
Yeah. It's a big year. It's a big year, Stugatz. It is. Outside of our maiden voyage on Fantasy Island, probably the career achievement that I'll hang on the mantle.
Good. And so, what was the controversy? What happened?
There was no controversy. I don't know what Mikey's talking about or who he's accusing.
Good subject change, though, Mike. I was impressed.
Try to help you guys.
Listen, he's doing his best to make this stupidity with Mikey C. I like it.
Come up with some more Mikey C. Jeopardy questions.
Stugatz, what would it take for you to actually put Mikey C.'s name on it?
Oh, wow.
It'd be a dollar amount.
Yeah, dollar amount.
a big dollar amount.
Mikey C. could get big tobacco behind this thing.
Yeah. A couple of commas.
By big tobacco, I mean his bodega.
Wait, do you guys have any demands? I mean, it doesn't have to be money. It can be something for all of us, okay? Do you guys have any demands, like something he does for the show? I mean, it's a great question. What would it take? I don't know. Outside of money, I don't know.
I want Mikey to quit cigarettes for a year just so I can watch him go through withdrawal.
And you can't supplement with Pepto-Bismol.
But he has to start again, right?
100%.
You want to do Gojo here, Stanzik, or you want to play the smoke break that very few people have heard that I'm not even certain anyone here is familiar with what you're talking about?
Yeah, I'll play the smoke break. I mean, that's always a crowd.
Well, who's it with? I mean,
your wife.
The smoke break with my wife.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So this aired on a recent episode. So don't you think most people heard it, or you want these guys to hear it?
I don't think these guys heard it.
Okay.
Certainly. Yeah.
I don't listen to this podcast unless they're on it. You want me to play it? I don't know.
Well, I got so flustered. I was talking to Stanzik before doing this.
Are we setting
and I was like, have you met Stu's wife? And he's like, I've talked to her and everything. I'm like, well, she's got to be nice because she's married to Stu, right? She wanted no part of smoke break. She just was.
Well, to be honest, she wanted no part of any of it the entire week. So happened was this was Father's Day week, and Stanzik had the idea that the Father's Day gift would be Abby hosting Stupidity for me. He spoke to Mike Golic Jr.'s mom. That was fantastic. They had a great time together. She actually loved that portion of it. She made a restaurant reservation at Joe Stone Crab. That was very easy for her. She did it the traditional way by not being an asshole the way I do it. She got us a reservation. And then she did a smoke break with Mikey C. And afterwards... She was very upset with me. So, and that was the only portion. Everything else was fine. Stanzik, true professional. She loves Golic's mom. Loves her. Okay. She enjoyed talking to Eddie at Joe's. It was this final part with you that just set my marriage by years. Okay.
And I'm sure if I met your wife in like another setting, I'd be able to charm her, no problem. But I
got that.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I mean, listen, you can take it right now.
It's a lateral move.
All right, so Chancey, you want to play?
So yeah, I never heard
I mean,
this.
You go from Stugatz with the money to Stugatz without the money. It's not a lot of money.
Yeah, but you get Stugatz with the pecs.
Good boy, and tan.
How much space is between his muscles and his nose, though?
All right, Mike.
Is it bothering you as much as it's bothering me?
I can't
jump that far.
I can't look at him.
All right, here we go. You guys ready?
Wait, hold on. Mikey A, do you want to hear the smoke break? Mikey,
absolutely, I want to hear it. I want to hear where your marriage goes wrong.
This will be the first time you've heard it?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Mike Gold Jr., first time?
First time.
Great.
First time I heard it.
First time I've heard it as well.
I didn't even want to hear it again, but okay.
Let's go.
And now, it's time for a smoke break with Mikey C.
Welcome to the newest and most exciting adventure of Smoke Break. I am your host, Outsider Mikey C., And this is another COVID edition of Smoke Break. So I'm now by the dumpster. We're all in quarantine, but I've got the garbage pail next to me. And I believe this is going to be like a Father's Day or around Father's Day edition. And when you think of Father's Day, you think of two things. You think of Mikey C and you think of Stugatz. So I figured, why not get to know Stugatz a little better and bring on his beautiful and lovely wife, Abby. She's never been on Smoke Break before, so welcome to Smoke Break, Abby. How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
I'm okay. A little bit unprepared and nervous. I wasn't ready for this, but that's the best Smoke Break usually.
I'm ready.
So, the people want to know, did you and Stu actually meet at a Grateful Dead concert?
Nope.
How did you meet?
We were set up by friends, mutual friends. So we actually met.
I jumped off so flat.
They set us up. He saw me in Temple. It's a long story. It's not really that exciting, but no,
wasn't
we did not
meet. It was at Temple. So you guys were college sweethearts.
No, it was after college. It was
after college.
But all right. Yeah, it's been a while. Okay. We're old.
When you eventually did fall in love with them, how did you feel about changing your name to Wiener?
I was actually okay with it. I mean, at that point in my life, I didn't really care, but it was my kids who had a big problem with it. When they called their name Bull, they were like mortified, and I told them to tell everyone it's Wiener, but they said everyone still reads it as Wiener. I mean, it is Wiener, but I told them hopefully they'll get married like I did one day and they'll change their name.
Well, you did. Yeah, you've got all girls, so that worked out
right.
For you.
Exactly.
It'll just make them tough days then. What is Stugatz? If you could describe what Stugatz smells like coming home from a round of golf, is it just cigarettes? Is it cigarettes?
I don't really go anywhere near him, so I would say sweat and whatever he does on the golf course. I don't know. Sweat, cigarettes, alcohol. I don't know, a combination of everything. But as I said, I keep my distance.
Do you still like, because you guys have been married now for, eons, right?
Eons. 19 years, I think.
19 years, that was a nice way of saying that. How much does Stugatz talk about Mikey C around the house?
That was the best question.
Actually.
Kind of like the son he never had, probably.
Probably. Thank you. So we don't have to actually have a real son. He could just pretend take you as his.
Perfect for Father's Day.
Right.
Yeah. I hope he's not expecting a present, but.
No, he never gets anything.
Who is taller, you or Stu?
He is, but I'm very short, so that doesn't say much.
Are you? Oh, okay. All right, Abby, well, thank you so much for joining us. Next time on a new edition of Smoke Break with Mike Easty. Thanks, Abby.
Thank you. Bye.
Your analysis of that was spot on. She wanted nothing to do with it.
She was actually listening back. She was more pleasant than I thought she was. Yeah, she was happier.
I have heard people just absolutely hate you, Mikey. I have heard them. But what they've all had in common was they've had 5 minutes of getting to know you first. This was absolute hatred, sight unseen. This was hate at first sight.
What they all have in common is they're women.
Yeah.
Well,
that's true.
Yeah.
The son that I never had. You're the son I don't want.
We could smoke cigarettes together. It would have been great.
I got to tell you, this is the first time Gojo has done basically this entire episode with this look of amazement on his face that I have never
seen.
It's like you've seen a ghost. I want to explain yourself.
The how tall are you into the dismount? From start to finish, this was a tour de force of Mikey C's entire Smoke Break career. Of admitting I'm coming into this nervous of unprepared, dealing with someone who understandably does not want to deal with him, and then still meandering his way around, clearly just going off of whatever he can glean from the situation. Who's taller, you or Stugatz?
Well, in my defense,
what does he smell like?
Stanzik actually wrote most of those questions, so they weren't really my questions. So I didn't have any kind of like cute quips, like kind of ready to go afterwards.
I knew you didn't write the questions because the one time I was out with you on a smoke break, I remembered you dropping the note card that you brought with you and seeing on one side a half attempted a question and on the other side, nothing. So,
what would your questions have been, Mikey, left to your own devices? Have you thought about it at all? And no?
No, I still haven't.
You'd be divorced, Stu.
Yeah. Perhaps Mikey should have wrote his own questions then.
She can join John Ryder as the only two-time smoke break guest.
Nah, she's not doing anything else for this podcast.
Yeah, she's done. Sure? She's done.
We could do another round of Mikey C. Jeopardy if she wants to play.
Nah.
But I want you to bring Mikey C. Jeopardy to every single episode that we do, okay? The light bulb is a great surprise. By the way, this is Weekend Observations. It's a show me, Mike Gold Jr. used to do Sunday morning, 7 to 9 a.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio that we loved doing. Brought Mikey C. aboard. He was never there. He was always out of the dumpster smoking cigarettes, so we made a segment out of it. And then Mikey A. came in and Sansa came into the proceedings, and we loved doing it. We love it so much. Big announcement, Gojo, for the guys. Me, you, and Sansa are the only ones who know here. Mikey C., Mikey A., they don't know. I don't think they know.
I don't know.
The show is so popular. There is such demand for this show. And Golic and I have to work so little when we do this show. But no, Stanzik, you would agree that I think of all the episodes we do, the ones that are the most popular are the ones we do with this crew right here, right?
Generally speaking, yes.
Okay. That or Tom Brady.
Yeah, there you said the episode with Tom Brady notwithstanding.
So listen, after some conversations with management, with Mike Golic Jr. first, with Stanzik, we are going to bring this show, if you guys want to do it, into the Levitard and Friends Network, and we will be doing this weekly. And we're very excited about it. Me, Mike Golic Jr., and Stanzik are very excited about it. We don't know if Mikey A. and Mikey C. are excited about it. I will tell you, there is no money for you, okay? Except the money that comes out of my pocket, okay? That I'll be sending you. But this show has gained so much popularity that the powers that be at ESPN, Levitard, myself, Gojo, and Stanzik, we want to do it on a weekly basis. Are you guys down for that?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Let me talk to my agent. Okay.
Your agent's me.
Can it be called Weekend Observations with Golic Jr., Stanzik, and Mikey A.?
Yes.
Period.
Yes.
I am absolutely in. I couldn't be more in. That's exciting. I'm stoked.
So listen, it will start under the stupidity umbrella, okay? So we'll do an episode every week, and then eventually it will be weekly.
You son of a bitch, you have your own umbrella. How the hell did that happen? How the hell did that happen? What did you people do wrong?
Everything. I have failed my way to the mountaintop, my friend.
I gotta say, I am not a parent in this Zoom call, so I can only imagine what this is like. But I'd imagine that all the work that parents do leading up to Christmas or Hanukkah or anything, the look on a child's eyes when they see that gift that they've been looking for, Mikey C's reaction when Stugatz said that and the way his eyes lit up is everything that I hope I can one day give a child on Christmas. And I don't know if I'll get there. That was the purest joy I've seen in months in this vast f***ing hellscape that is 2020. Mikey C's joy right there made it all worth it. Wow.
You're so right. Like what is this year's big Christmas gift that the kids' eyes are going to light up?
Yeah, it was that Super Nintendo that I never got. I love it.
It was like getting a Cabbage Patch Kid if you were a little girl back in the day.
Oh, my God.
It was a tickle me Elmo and a Cabbage Patch.
Stugatz is a better parent to Mikey C. than I am to my kids.
Listen, selfishly, this was as much for me as it was for him. Okay, I mean, the guy just brought Jeopardy, a smoke break, and he's directing traffic. How the work when we do this thing? It's amazing.
You better get cracking on other categories.
Next week, cigarette brands.
It should be cigarette brands next week. All right, so next week we have to do this again, by the way, guys.
Is it starting next week?
Starting next week?
Oh, no, it's not. I don't think it's starting next week. Right. Santa, when are we going to start this? September, did we agree?
TBD.
All right, let me get some time to, like, brag about it before I actually have to work at it.
Well, yeah. Mike, you see, do me a favor, okay?
Can you grow some upper lip hair between now and then? That would be wonderful.
Do me and Gojo a favor.
Maybe it's just the camera angle.
It's not. I didn't have to fight too hard for this, but there was a fight. So if we can do this in an organized fashion, that'd be great. And I will tell you, okay, Mike Golo Jr., who now has a three-hour afternoon show, is calling games, is doing the hot dog eating contest, is inexplicably doing some sort of lacrosse whiteboard thing for no money. And this guy is busier than anyone I know. And when I called him and asked him and said, hey, do you want to do this, it took me all of 5 seconds to respond yes. That's how much he loves you guys. So please, can we do this in some sort of organized fashion?
The feeling is mutual. He gets to pick the time we do it, which is only fair, I would think.
I think Mikey C is probably wondering why it took him 5 seconds to answer.
Yeah, I can say, what were you doing the other four?
And what were those
for the natural follow-up?
Lighting a cigarette.
That look made it all worth it.
Mikey, see my larger point. Don't just announce it without there being some sort of organized announcement. Okay? I mean, besides the one we just did.
Yeah, didn't we just announce it?
Yes, but that was approved.
All right, I won't say anything until this is posted, at least.
Okay, that's fair. Gojo, you good with that?
Yeah, I can keep the secret until we have the time to get, you know, ESPN. We want to get them to be able to do the photo shoot with Mikey C so they can get all the imaging ready. I'm sure they're going to want to do a full rollout and a campaign, do an announcement. Mikey's got some affiliate hits he's got to do to get ready for this.
He's going to be so jealous of all the stuff that the new shows get in terms of a rollout when we don't get that.
Yeah, here's the beauty of our show. We don't need it. I mean, that's we really don't, right? But listen, I am telling you, Stanzik, yes. I asked Stanzik, yes, let's do it. Gojo took him 5 seconds to say yes. And really, it's a tribute to you too, Mikey A, Mikey C. I'm serious, because you guys are so great at doing this with us, and we wanted to have provide a platform for you guys on a weekly basis. So,
well, I'm super excited.
And plus, thank I'm tired of f-ing talking, man. Like,
So, Stugatz, will you be joining us weekly, or special occasions, high holidays?
I have a feeling that Stugatz's portion is going to be pre-recorded a couple of times.
Listen, it would be great if I don't show up.
It's
for the
just
first
a
show.
Soundboard.
Stanzik, please. In fact, let's do that first show, no me.
Listen, I have a proud history of not showing up for this show.
Mikey C is going to pay us all not to show up.
By the way, Gojo's right. Just for those of you who don't understand that, Gojo missed an entire episode of a live show on ESPN Radio because he was hung over in a hotel room
and
we couldn't find him.
And it turned out to be one of our best shows. That was so much fun.
We were calling different
ESPN celebrities looking for him.
Yeah, it was. Well, we called his dad.
Yeah,
the NCAA bracket guy.
That's right. Lenardi.
And as freaked out as I was, that was the weirdest group of voicemails to collectively wake up to I think I've ever had in my life.
There was one from dad, right? A couple from dad, I'm certain, right? Any from mom?
So the best from my mom was I woke up about an hour and 15 minutes into what would have been the two-hour show, and I woke up and all the text was I saw two texts from my mom and it said, Mike, where are you? And then about a half hour later, it just said, oh, no.
And you realize,
she knew what happened.
Right. And you realize what you did is you left me to my own devices with just Mikey C. Okay?
Oh, Mikey.
Stosh.
Oh, Stosh was there.
Stosh, too, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Stosh was there, too. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Golik's dad was great. He was furious. And he was furious.
Yeah. Greg Shaheen left you a voicemail.
Mike, did I even leave you one? I don't even know if I left you one.
No, I wish I could say that was the last time Greg Shaheen left me a voicemail too. It's been a weird life.
Asking where the hell you are. It's a full life.
All right, so I'm excited, guys.
I'm super excited. Let's do it.
All right. Okay. Enjoy those big fat paychecks that come with it, okay?
Yeah. All right, fellas, I got to go blow my nose. It's been sniffling.
I can see it from here.
Cocaine?
I don't like cocaine, just the way it smells.
Keep it in.
Are you drinking beers?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Beer?
What?
Aqua? It's Red Bull.
Oh, it's Red Bull. I don't look like a Bud Light for a second. I don't know. All right, we got to go. Weekly right. Show. Excited, guys. Congratulations to Mikey's lungs for winning a gold. Mikey, your lungs won a gold medal. Congratulations.
Let's get the dating thing happen.
Thanks, guys. Let's tease it for the next episode. Who has the worst credit amongst us?
I wrote down my score. Let's
see. I wrote down your score.
I actually have a weird reason why my credit might be lower right now. So
save it. All right. This was fun, guys. We appreciate it as always. And weekly show. We'll start it either in August or when Mikey C decides we're going to start it, when he makes his announcement. Start it after Labor Day. I think after Labor Day is probably.
Is there a big news coming text a la Jay Glazer? From Mikey C.
To have Mikey start tweeting that out. Big news, hearing big news coming from the Stupidity Umbrella. Yes.
Can we link it to Marshawn? That's what I want.
Great, would that be if Marshawn has it, if Marshawn has it. Oh my God.
Don't
give him Mikey's Twitter handle, though. Don't give him Mikey's Twitter handle.
That would suck.
Stupidity!
All right, season 8. Heavy Metals Inside the Karoly Gymnastics Empire is a groundbreaking 7-part podcast series that takes listeners on a deep dive into the lives and influence of Bella and Marta Karoly, the most successful and controversial coaches in USA gymnastics history. Subscribe now to the 30 for 30 feed on Apple Podcasts. The whole season is available on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.